All things considered, member-supported Hawaii Public Radio, HPR 1, and I'm Dave Lawrence. Grateful to have you here, especially right now. We are in the tail end of a pledge drive, and it just so happens to coincide with what they are billing as the first and last appearance in Hawaii of one of the most remarkable performers. Parliament Funkadelic are words you associate with George Clinton. They are his trademarks. He's here sharing that magic through Sunday at the Blue Note, and he's taken a few minutes for us. Welcome, George. Great to see you, my brother.
Good to be here. I used to come here years ago in the 70s doing Mothership, Bootsy, Rubber Band. I used to write the ballads right from the Royal Hawaiian, Pink Hotel.
Royal Hawaiian.
Yeah. So glad to be back here.
Yeah, I remember we talked on the phone once. You actually told me about coming here to write songs and thinking about some of that history. We know that you formed the Parliaments. You were straightening hair, New Jersey, at a hair salon. But prior to that,
grade school, actually, about 1957, Frankie Lyman came out with Why Do Fools Fall in Love? And when that record was such a hit, every school had a doo-wop vocal group in it. Throughout my neighborhood in New Jersey, Newark, New Jersey, Philadelphia, all that whole area was doo-wop. So we started Parliament, and I was about 14 years old. Sneaking over to the Apollo Theater about a couple of years before that with my cousin, watching the Spaniels and all of the doo-wop groups. You know, rock and roll was just becoming of age at that time.
When you think about your Motown experience,
that was the next generation from 57 to 60. Smokey entered the picture along with Berry Gordy, and now you had the Marvelettes, the Supremes, the Temptations, Stevie, Marvin. I worked at Jobet in New York City. That was our second stint. We stayed there to the 69. But we got a hit record, I Want to Testify. And after that, it was Free Your Mind, Your Ass Will Follow. We just changed our whole direction because the European invasion was happening. Rolling Stones, Beatles, and Led Zeppelin, and Who's, and all of that. Jimmy. But he had come back here with a brand new thing. And so right away, I saw we had to change. We went off into Funkadelic. Turned the amps up real loud, started playing loud Motown music. And that's what people could start calling it, Funkadelic instead of psychedelic.
How did that term come to be?
James Jamerson, bass player at Motown, called Billy Bass and Eddie Hazel, Tiki and Bernie Worrell, the Young Funk Brothers. And psychedelic music was the music that was happening at that moment. So I just took what he said, the funk, psychedelic. And I said, I do this funkadelic, the mid-tempo version of R&B. Rock and roll was the fast version. And also the blues was the real slow part. Both of those was taken by the European groups that was coming out. They was doing rock and roll and blues. So we said, we're going to do the mid-tempo music. The only people that was doing that.
You charted your own course. That's something that wasn't being done.
Yeah. New Orleans was the only one that, they were the only ones doing that mid-tempo. You know, get out of my life, woman, you don't love. That's the really funk that we did. Whoa, hi, hey.
Good old funky music for one.
Good old funky music. That was the first one of those songs. That was when I decided to make that turn deliberately away from the strict, tight productions at Motown. I had to go totally the opposite way. Loud, noisy, long. So it took a long time because you'd be underground for years.
That's a great way of putting it, though. The difference between like James Brown above ground, George Clinton's underground from the beginning. Tell us a story of when you first met James.
The time that I met James, I was doing one of those panels in New York. Myself, Nona Hendricks, Madonna, James Brown. So when I met him, I tried to say something clever. I said, James, give me 18 splits. I figured he going to tell me go to hell. He got up and did 18 splits and asked me for two. And I bust my on the first one. I didn't get but one in. That was,
That's the first time you met him.
That was the first time I met him, you know, to talk to him in anything.
It is the legendary Dr. Funkenstein himself, Parliament Funkadelic. It's George Clinton, and he's through Sunday at the Blue Note. There are basically no tickets left for this thing, but during our pledge drive that we've got on All Things Considered, what a huge thrill. I hope this was fun. I hope you had a good time. I appreciate it.
I might have some more good time with him, yeah.
Thank you, George.
Thank you. Yo, this is George Dr. Funkenstein Clinton, and I'm asking you to join right now. No, not P-Funk. We've got more than enough members. I want you to join this radio station, Hawaii Public Radio. We're having a pledge drive, y'all. We're in the middle of my favorite radio show, All Things Considered, with my dear friend and fellow funketeer, Dave Lawrence. Please join Dave and I as members of HPR right now. Make a pledge of the amount you can afford and know we'll do the dog for you. Here's how, and thank you for giving us a helping hand. Roof.